I don't care.
She got a few passes up.
Leave her. That's mine. Leave her alone. You don't. That's mine. Hey, shut up. Bitch.
Top of the move. Started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat. Now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette. Now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith. No doubts about it. Made my mama proud. Made my mama proud. Every time she see me, didn't even she just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud. Made my mama proud.
Episode 29, Have No Fear.
Top of the Mook Podcast is here.com.
Look at the bop. Look at the bop with it, too. With the bop, with the bop, with the bop, with the bop. Somebody get this nigga some asthma. And an oxygen tank.
Right. I fell down in the seat on the bitch, man. Hey, oh my God. You know, 29 is one of my favorite numbers. You know, I'm a 929, baby. No, I'm turning 981, the birthday on the way, man. Be 41. Mama sure. Talking about, man, you been 40 for the last 10 years, man.
Hey, it do
man.
Seem like it, though.
It's been so, because yeah. I did so much in this year, baby. I'm a rich nigga doing all top level stuff. That's what y'all seeing. Don't be right. Talking about, man, how you still 40? I'm 40, boy. How it's about 40. That? You know what I'm saying? 41 coming. I'm trying to rush my process because my 40 been long and luxurious. Like when I be in your, yeah.
Damn. You luxurious in this bitch, huh?
Got to be giving her that glory.
Damn.
From the third story.
Oh, shit.
Even though it's full.
On the balcony.
Got to do it.
Let the whole,
see the view.
Let the whole world see.
Man, who wants some? You know? OnlyFans. Everybody, every time for a bit that, if you ain't got OnlyFans, they be always asking me that. They be discouraging me, but it kind of props, but it's just like, y'all think I'm gonna do that?
Yeah, you should do it, brother.
They be like, "Yeah, you ain't got no OnlyFans." I mean, I'm not the girl, but scalp out. She's like, "You ain't got no OnlyFans." I'm like, "No." She's like, "You should." I'm like, bitch, calm down. I'm a millionaire.
Are you gonna do it?
Let these millions shrivel up, Bobby, and I'm up to drop it lumber. They drop a big anchor in a bit, man. Straight up, I'll be OnlyFans. God, I'll be the king of that motherfucker. How much motherfucking tool I'll be swinging around the motherfucking garage? Don't play with me. Don't put me in that position, but I'm going to win. You know what I'm saying? I'm depriving myself of a lot of millions, but I don't need it right now. You know what I'm saying? That's my secret weapon.
Yeah, it's too.
That's that all else fails type.
Speaking of millions and not need millions, what's Tiger up? Woods.
Shout out to my dog, Tiger Woods. He
one of the ones.
Cause a whole lot of pussy kept it real good. She here real.
Black man.
Now he is. First he was.
Big white man.
Mode. Now here.
Black man.
Looking all that pussy, man. We're going to give you some salutation, man. Shout out to him, man.
But no.
Oh, big Caucasian, man.
Oh,
for,
yeah.
For turning down 9 million?
Tiger
nine
Woods was
deal?
Off. Listen up. Tiger was Woods reportedly turned down 9-figure deal.
100 million?
To join 900. Not just 9 figures, but.
Oh, shit. You know, I got my GED in prison, brother.
Listen, let me break it down for you real quick then, brother.
So 9 figures. Is
now, go ahead.
You help me out, brother.
Okay, I'm going to help you, damn it. So,
hurry up, listen, shit.
It was nine-figure deal to join the Saudi sports washing golf course circuit, right?
All right?
So listen, this is what it is. The legendary golf champ Tiger Woods declined nearly $1 billion deal to play in the controversial tournament.
Oh, shit, that's what I mean. I was way down there.
Yeah, it was close, brother.
Not that close, but thank you for trying to be nice.
It's a tournament circuit bankrolled by the Saudi Arabia CEO operation, the total. So it's like a situation out there by the Saudi government. Some little, I don't know, maybe some underlinings behind it. He turned it down. Close to $1 billion, sir. Wow. Listen, let me break it down for you. Norman said both Woods and Jack Nicholson, both who claimed was offered some $100 million, rejected the deals because neither wanted to jeopardize what the Post called generational legacies. So I guess it's more like a money play. More than just, you know, really building some foundation of their greatness. Because Jack Nicholson won the coldest of all time, the Golden Bear. Sure. And then you got Tiger Woods, you know what I'm saying? So it's crazy that they turned that down, bro. You know what I mean? So, okay, let me get some more context behind
yeah,
it.
Yeah, please, bro.
Because, you know, Woods, who is already one of the world's few athlete billionaires, according to Forbes, could not immediately be reached. So they contacted him, couldn't reach him. You know, I'm reading that thing. Right there for you, boom. The Live Golf Corps venture has been slammed as a sports washing operation aimed at boosting the reputation of Saudi Arabia and their human rights violations of 2018, slaying and dismemberment of the Washington Post columnist Jamal, an American intelligence determined that killing was offered, was ordered by Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. So what it is, okay, so what they're trying to do is cover their tracks because they allegedly got a journalist.
Come on, champ.
Why are you going? Why you gotta talk about their name like that?
What's his name?
Bro, I don't fucking know.
Can you say it for me then, brother?
No, no, bro. You fucking, you are one ignorant motherfucker.
They killed him. They killed him and chopped him up, brother. So they try to.
I hope y'all can see his name on the screen. That three just.
They try to cover up. Cover
you
up
dismembered his name. That's what you did.
The God.
You know what I'm saying? Skirt, skirt, skirt. The God up. How you say that, man? Fuck him. He dead. He dead and chopped up.
Bro,
you know what I'm saying? R.I.P., brother. No, no offense to him.
Oh, Lord.
But they guessed Mickelson. And Tiger Woods turned it down.
Just say the first name only.
No, Jamal.
Okay.
It's like a nigga, is it? You black?
Just say the first name, brother.
Is he a
black man? Come on, champ.
You know what I'm saying? So they turned it down. Because listen, because here a part right here. Mickelson said that Saudis are scary motherfuckers to get involved with during an interview earlier this year with journalist Alan Shipnuck. And his unauthorized.
Shipnuck.
Is it Shipnuck or Snip?
Come on.
I can't see the eye. I got Cartier's on, man. He's $7,000. Got diamonds in my eye.
You should be able to see it better because it's tinted.
Shipnuck. You know what I'm saying? Shipnuck was his unauthorized biographer. So he turned down. He said he's scared. He's scared motherfuckers out there in Saudi,
okay,
man. Because you got to know there's another quotation. He says, we know they killed Jamal and have a horrible record of American human rights. They execute people over there for being gay, knowing all this. Why would I even consider it? Mickelson said. I guess it's Phil Mickelson. Because this is once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Dang, that's crazy. He turned down all that money. They got some good pride, boy. You know, Mickelson also took a break from golf in wake of his comments. Because he made those comments and he took a break off. They're probably trying to come get his goddamn ass. But now he's in an inaugural tournament of the LIV Golf Tournament series in London. So shout out to Phil Mickelson, man. Now, with that being said, you know, they're known. That's what they're saying.
Would you have turned it down?
Man, hell no. Crazy. What I give a damn about Jamal for? They get me close to $1 billion. I'm out there doing. I'm swinging that golf puck. You crazy. And who was Tiger Woods? You know, he trying to cover his image. Nigga, all them hoes you was fucking niggas. Come on, man. Go get that money, fool. What is he talking about, man? Oh, Allen. It's Allen.
Oh,
shit,
Lord.
He's activated.
Yeah, man. What Tiger Woods? What kind of reputation you got, nigga? Did you just fly off the damn cliff and all out here, nigga? What was you drunk? that nigga, man. Go get that money, boy.
Come on, champ.
What is he talking about? Trying to save his image. Nigga, do you, nigga, have you seen your own image? You know what I'm saying? Tiger Woods, go get that money, fool. Nigga, you gave half your money to your ex-wife when she bust you in the head with that golf club cheating on this shit.
Shit, man.
What kind of image you got? You need the money, boy. I don't give a damn you got $1 billion. How you move with these hoes, nigga, you don't need another billion.
But I show you, they do got some bread to shoot down that.
Definitely.
Damn, that they pockets deep.
Shoosh!
Woo! But speaking of image, man.
Right.
Iman Shumpert.
Iman,
I like
Monkey
his interview,
man,
but that nigga funny.
He's Iman funny. Monkey Man Shumpert. Iman Monkey Face Shumpert. Look at him.
So look at it him. Says Iman Shumpert reportedly arrested at Dallas airport after TSA found over 6 ounces of marijuana in his backpack.
Nigga broke selling weed. Goddamn.
You think? Shoosh!
This is stupid.
Nigga broke selling 6 ounces of weed.
Come
goddamn,
on,
Iman Shumpert. One just on dancing with the stars, doing all them coon Jiminy Cricket dancing and shit, black nigga. Huh? What are you doing? Now you selling weed, boy. Huh?
Relax.
What are you doing, nigga?
You know what's crazy, though?
Nigga got 6 ounces of weed. Dredgy, too, I bet. I bet that shit a little packed like that little old little Ziploc pocket.
Was it Dro?
Nigga had Reggie, man.
It was Reggie?
Nigga out there with little goddamn Nick bags.
Oh, he all 2 for $10.
Had a Ziploc bag, little sandwich bag.
Plumped him up good.
Yeah, he tried to plump up, blow the air, and close quick. We call on to you, boy. So Iman Shumpert caught with 6 ounces of Reggie in his backpack at TSA in Dallas.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That is
tight week.
Yeah, but
that's a state jail felony.
But man. I fuck with Iman Shumpert. He seemed like a cool.
You
nigga.
Do?
Yeah, he seemed like a cool nigga.
Okay.
He seemed like, you know what I'm saying. He seemed like a nigga that really had to work to get his position and what he got too tight.
He was a baller too.
Yeah, definitely for sure. Dummy bunnies.
You listen to his music.
No, I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm just keeping it cheap. Why you? Why you?
What's up, man?
No, I'm saying his interviews. I said I fuck with his interviews. I said that early on.
The Vlad Mooks?
I ain't just say, all the Vlad Mooks.
He got his own podcast, too, don't he?
Oh, do he?
Yeah.
Shit, yeah.
Him and his brother, I think.
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
On Uninterrupted.
Yeah. You know Gilbert Arenas got his own one, too.
They got it on FUBU Sports.
I ain't gonna lie, I be tapping on Gilbert Arenas.
He's a wild boy.
He be talking that shit. You know what I'm saying? He funny as hell. He might be a T-Belly, low-key, don't
he? He's a wild nigga,
yeah.
Shout out to T-Belly. Just calm and just... Blunt.
Calm, blunt, and obliterating shit.
And whatever.
Don't give a fuck.
Hey, deal with it. You know
Just call it as they see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, he was a baller, too. But Mon Sherp, you know, keep it real. Just 6 ounces of weed. Who care about weed? Like, yeah. Weed is legal in all these states, man. Like, he's stopping it. I don't know why. He probably was high. You know what I'm saying? He probably was high, getting on it, and forgot it in his backpack. You know what I'm saying?
But didn't I say it to you with Brittany Garner? I know it's a different country, brother, but
that's a whole different situation. The bitch in a whole different country, man. Goof ass.
You know what I'm saying? That's a valid excuse for him, that you're saying?
Yeah, he's in America.
Okay, because that's what I was going to say.
She's in Russia, in a war-torn country.
No, for sure, for sure. I'm not even arguing with you, brother.
She totally deserves it.
All I'm saying is, look, hands is up, brother. I'm saying is,
right,
is that I was going to give him the same excuse. Like, he was probably just high, loaded, forgot.
Yeah, that's in America. I ain't tripping on him.
I mean, he got a lot of shit going on. You know what I'm saying? From his black MTV interviews, what he was saying.
Man,
like,
he was just on Dancing with the Stars, man, trying to take a dollar.
No,
get it.
Getting the money, getting it back. You'd be on Dancing with the Stars if they offered you a bag.
Now, if I got millions, I wouldn't
do
it.
You do now.
No, I don't. Not like that. Now I get on Dancing with the Stars. If I was in the NBA and I retired, I got 40, 50 million. I'm doing that. That means the pockets a lot. But it's cool. It didn't get your money. I ain't going to get your money.
But maybe you might want more money.
Nah, I ain't dancing. I ain't finna be up there. Doo-doo, hello, my darling. Hello, the frog from WB dancing and shit, nigga.
But I think you'll do good with Dancing on Stars.
I can do whatever, brother. I'm motherfucking.
Damn!
We know that. Come on, man.
One of the ones.
But I ain't going to do no Dancing with the Stars.
No,
didn't Master P do Dancing with the Stars?
Did he?
Yeah, he did. Food was funny. Man.
Shout out to Master P.
Yeah, that shit was embarrassing.
But wait. So
that nigga's up there looking like motherfucking RoboCop. He was dancing. He had a little No Limit Soldier shoes on out there. Crazy.
Yeah,
he was wilding.
No Limit Soldier shoes, boy. Yeah. Were they the Giuseppe or something like that?
Yeah, but I just feel like Desert Star's cool, but it always like the car to base nigga one before. Coon. Nigga be cooned out.
Oh, shit, man.
I don't dance with no damn star.
So man, that's the stereotype you say come with it. When you on there, you tap.
Yeah, I feel like it. I feel like you, because you tap dancing for the white man for some money, brother. That shit goofy.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah, Master P was definitely on Dancing with the Stars. You know what I mean? So, but hey, shout out to him, man. Get your money. But hey, Amon Shepard, brother, be mindful, brother. You got kids and shit, man. Be mindful what you're doing, brother. Riding, flying around with marijuana. And, you know what I'm saying?
Niggas, I mean, he seemed like a pretty self-aware dude.
That's what I'm saying. So, he must have been something.
Yeah, he was just slacking that day.
Yeah, look at Master P up there in the Papa Smurf suit. Come on, man. I can down. Got there dancing. Damn on my baby. Come on, my buddy. Like the WB Frog.
Oh, not the WB Frog.
For the niggas dancing. You knocked the whole damn table. God damn it. Niggas, you didn't catch it the first
the
time.
WB Frog.
Come on, my lady. No, come on. It's W. It's WB.
Cool. I'm a cool.
No, I shout out to my nigga Dave Chappelle. He's the real person that can dance with that.
It's the WB Frog. Oh, shit.
It's the WB.
Yeah, I didn't hear it the first time. You know, my brain a little slow sometimes.
Come on, brother. You supposed to caught that Jimmy when I dropped it on the ground, brother.
No, that was funny. I picked up the second one, though.
Yeah, man, in the Jimmy Cricket suit. Like, so, man, I ain't with it, bro. So, shout out to Amon Shepard, brother. But come on, man. Be on point, man. You got kids and all that, man. You don't be, take care of yourself, brother. Don't be out here. Got Reggie in the airplane. You know what I mean?
Who else was that? Wasn't Mayweather on there, too, though?
On what?
On Dancing with the Stars?
Hell no.
He wasn't?
Nigga, never. He ain't doing that.
There was
that.
Somebody that was... That
Mayweather
was,
got some money, man.
Yeah, he got money, but I was trying to defend the people that was on there. Yeah, Mayweather was on there. You know he good, so...
It was Sugar Shane Mosley.
Oh, okay.
We
okay.
know he broke.
Yeah. So, God! Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's speaking of the... that's the boxer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, speaking of him, right? I just wanted to make sure I didn't want to just throw it out. Mm-hmm. But I remember, I was like, okay, that got to be him, right? Historical. No. He was a historical individual, though.
Well,
but okay, so with that being said, do you think that what's going on with all the boxers? Like, where's like Tyson Fury, Anthony Joshua, Deontay Wilder?
I think Deontay Wilder said coming back.
He had that statue made. Shout out to him for getting the statue made. That was some three of them shit, boy.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you love all things about comic books? The stories, the art, the characters, the creators? Then listen to Comics Discourse 114, where our three friends discuss both current and classic comic books from all publishers and the creators behind them.
One of the ones.
Yeah. I see you got the statue, man. I don't see you drop like a new singing song, too.
Yeah. I remember.
You're
I
playing
think you
the
sent
piano
it
or something.
Yeah. I remember you sent it to me.
Shout out to Deontay Wilder, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Go ahead and get your mind right, bro, before you come all the way back for you. You know what I mean? Don't.
Why you don't think it's mine right?
I mean, got the shit beat out of him, but he's a legendary nigga, but he got the shit beat out of him. But
I think it was gloves again, man.
Tyson, goddamn the gloves. Oh, not this shit again. Goddamn.
Not the motherfucking gloves, man. Bro,
you gotta chill.
Hold
on. You gotta chill, bro.
Give it up, the glove shit, man. You ain't giving up yet.
Listen, bro. The first one, it did look like the gloves was crazy. Maybe mentally, he just, you know, because he had like an egg thing in the glove the first time. So it's like the second, it probably did damage on that first time, bro. Like irreputable damage type. You know what I'm saying? No?
Big white man.
Bro. That's all it was. What was that?
Egg weight. That's what it.
So a nigga going to a heavyweight.
And it was floppy too, bro.
So a nigga going to a heavyweight championship match with a full egg weight in his fucking hands.
Well, how do you excuse the pitchers? Pull up the pitchers for me, please.
Oh my God, we're going to this again. We already did this before.
But still, okay, he lost the second one.
Man just got the shit beat out of first, second, and third.
I like Tyson Fury, I like Deontay Wilder. But I'm saying, how do you make up those pitchers?
It's called internet.
Nah, bro, it's flappy, bro.
You can make anything on the internet. Are you crazy?
You can.
Yeah, easy.
But how do you put the dent in his head? How do you get the dent in his head?
God, you hit a nigga with a big ass
egg weight.
A nigga that's 300 pounds, nigga that's 6'9", punch you in the damn head 90 times.
Yeah.
That nigga be out. Listen, I'm fucking with Wilder, man. He got the living shit beat out of him, man. That's all it was. Tyson Fury got hurt, too. He said, nigga, he got irreparable brain damage after that fight. You know what I'm saying? So that's all, man. It ain't no cheating, bro. You got to put Tyson Fury gloves. Tyson Fury.
If I remember correctly, they both got each other knocked out a few times.
Yeah, Tyson Fury said he feel like his brain ain't the same since that fight.
Damn, for real?
Yeah, he said that. He said, I feel like I got brain damage after that shit. That's why he's trying to retire.
He did, but you know what's crazy? In that fight, Deontay Wilder did give up his whole blueprint again at the beginning. As soon as he started swinging the bitches and shit got for real, he scratched the whole shit.
He's 40 years old. They think he's going to change his whole shit in a couple months?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That ain't going to happen.
Well, it's more like a couple years. How long was it between the first fight and second fight?
It wasn't that long.
They diligently checked them gloves this time.
Oh, they checked it every time, and he beat the living life out of him. Here's what it is. He fought good. I ain't saying like it was a great. If it wasn't Tyson Fury, anybody else would have been knocked out smooth, dead.
Tyson Fury, that nigga though.
Yes, he is.
He is that nigga.
I always tell people I think he may be the best heavyweight of all time.
Because if you did match him up with Ali, it's trouble.
He'll beat the living shit out of him.
Match him up with Foreman, trouble.
The living shit out of him. Because he fight the hardest.
Evander Holyfield,
ever.
Trouble.
It's too little.
George Frazier, trouble.
Too little.
Yeah.
And he's quicker than all. He quick like Ali. And now he hit harder than motherfucker.
Yeah, that's true.
Bigger than them all.
Yeah.
Because little dude, no, niggas sleeping, but Ali was basically bigger than Foreman, too. Ali was bigger than mostly everybody. People just hear how he was smooth and all that. Ali was a big dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Tyson Fury really that nigga, boy.
Man, for sure. Only person I think that give him a run for his money is Lennox Lewis.
I can see that, though.
Yeah, Lennox Lewis might goddamn, you know what I mean?
That'd be a good one.
Because he got crazy size, crazy skill, crazy everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Who beat Lennox Lewis, though? Who was that? I forgot.
That was Justine Rockman.
Oh, okay. He only lost, how many times did he lose?
I think he lost like once. I think it was but that was a one-hitter quitter, boom.
Ain't he from London? Him and Anthony Joshua don't be getting along tight.
Because he, nigga, I'm better than all you. Like, he kind of cool with him, but he like, nigga, I'd have whooped you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, like, with Klitschko,
It seemed like it anyway. Klitschko, I don't know that personal business.
They just got a draw because he got hit in his eye. Technical, he quit after that.
Oh, okay.
Because he was going to Klitschko like at his prime. He hit that eye, was fucked up, and they stopped the fight.
So they stopped Lennox Lewis.
Yeah,
with
Klitschko.
So he technically lost that
He
one.
Didn't lose, though.
He
won. He was already up in the cards, whatever.
But
it was a brutal punch that fucked his shit up, but they stopped it. You know what I'm saying?
So how did he stop it? Because his eye got butt, he win.
If you get cut in a fight, we're going to go off the scorecards to there. Is it going to be a draw or whatever is in the scorecard at the time? We're going to stop. Boom. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no, you ain't whoop me, nigga. I just got up a wound. You know what I mean?
Yeah, shout out my little brother, Dear John. He'd beat all their ass, man. Professional boxer, man.
But I always tell people,
you got to up my people.
Yeah, why not? I just feel like Tyson Fury, to me personally, is the best heavyweight of all time. People can say what they want to. That's my opinion, man. Just how I see it. You know what I'm saying? Especially his last. And then for a person.
Boxing ain't no easy shit.
Yeah, then for a person to take them years off, suicidal and all, and come back and then whoop one of the hardest hit niggas in history of life.
Yeah.
Undefeated facts. Nigga with all the knockouts. Man, come on, man.
With
that's crazy.
Purest confidence at that time, too.
He had no doubts.
He had a different type of understanding.
He didn't want to pull him out of retirement.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And got the living life beat out of him. Beat his whole career out of his body.
That's when being too confident go wrong.
But it's okay, but at least he went for it.
He went for it, though. Yeah,
and that
sure.
one counts.
He can only say an all-time great nigga did that to him.
That's a super fact. He's got to accept it, man. Even though he a goddamn
big white man mode.
But he a gypsy, though, so it's a different type of white.
Yeah,
so we
going
to accept
sure.
that, you know what I mean?
You've always said that.
They on the outskirts of like regular whites, you know what I'm saying? So we can't get too mad. Like, he don't give a fuck about regular white people.
Them one thing I respect with Wilder, though, is that he went back into that bitch. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like not only the first time, okay, that was one thing. Second time, whoa, you know what I'm saying? But then the thing was, is like, You know what I mean? Hey, he's ready to die by it, though, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so you got to respect anybody that's going to get in that ring. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
that's,
for sure.
That's, listen, all jokes aside.
All jokes aside.
My brother wouldn't fight on him, but I'm saying my brother, he got in that ring. He was fighting people. He's going at a high level with the shit, and he ain't playing. You know what I'm saying? So anybody get a ring, even though we make fun of, like what the media does, not me, of people that are like basketball players, football players that get in that ring and all that shit. Like a lot of people talk shit about Adrian Peterson and this upcoming fight he's got going with Le'Veon Bell. Relax.
He looked real slow.
Yeah, you dropped like 30 on Le'Veon Bell.
That
too.
Was easy. I murdered him. You went MVP, man. Famous
sure.
Lows, all your niggas.
Yeah, I was peering breast on that one.
It's okay,
it's all right, though. I mean it for business.
They give me the ball.
Well, I was having a bad to the motherfucker. I was so deflated that damn day.
But it was going hard.
I don't even want to talk about it, brother. Okay. Let's not even talk about it. I just prefer not to talk about it, please. That they will forever haunt me, brother. You know what I'm saying? So let's just not talk about it. You know
it was a lot going on.
Come on, brother. We ain't going to add nothing extra to the shit, brother.
Let's talk about something.
Hey, brother, I threw myself in that was not an invite for you to jump in and goddamn stomp on a nigga brain.
I'd
already beat myself. No, I'm cool. No, I definitely want to. I slapped the fuck out that nigga. Hell yeah. What, nigga? Yeah, boy, that shit still made me hot think about that bitch ass nigga.
Oh, Lord!
Yeah, for sure. Hell
but he did to you what you did to me. I mean, he did. You did to him what I did to you. You mad at him.
Yeah. It ain't right. It ain't right, but nigga, I don't give a fuck.
Don't
nigga.
Get it fucked up or miss the screw.
Yeah, because I don't like his energy out of type. Even though, nigga, so what? Nigga, bitch.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit.
Yeah, I don't like that nigga, boy.
My. Yeah, you don't. You don't.
Yeah.
Oh, my. It's a little video of my shit.
That nigga has zero. Boy, let me see. Just open up some shit. See, let me relax.
I let it go.
You know what I'm saying? Because, boy, my palms don't fuck. I swear, that's why I slapped the fuck out of motherfucker.
Because you wanted to do it,
shit.
Yeah.
What? Let's if it weren't for you,
I calmed it down.
Boy, all fucking five of these bitches were
I was there. I like to be there for my brother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to be there for you, brother.
You fucked up my energy, nigga. I was having fun and shit. You fucked up my energy, boy.
Relax.
Yeah, you fucked up my energy.
Because you didn't hear what I was saying when
I didn't hear it. But then I thought you were trying to see you fucking around, though. Oh, see, you going to make me call a motherfucker on the show on a first name basis.
Don't do that. Don't
play
do
with
that,
me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that was a legendary game. There's a lot of legend. OBJ was
there.
Yeah.
Listen, fuck all that shit.
Le'Veon Bell, boy.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to make, like, the media want to make fun of people when they try to get in them rings and all that shit.
Right.
But the thing is, though, in all reality, the thing is y'all got to give them their glory because they getting in there in front of the whole world. Even Nate Robinson, y'all got to fuck with
him. Where
Boy, listen, that shit ain't funny. Listen, nigga, I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you, that you ain't no telling what that mentally did to him.
Nah, that's hard.
What?
That was hard.
Niggas, you crazy, and then you got to understand being a butt nigga. You don't even like a motherfucker cracking a joke on
Big.
You.
Hell
imagine
no.
that, nigga.
I know.
What? Yeah. And that can happen to anybody, even you, nigga. No matter for how sure. invisible you believe you
nah,
is.
I believe.
It can happen to anybody when you boxing, nigga.
Yeah, that
you
know one what I'm hit, saying? That Any, one hit. Bro.
Yeah, anybody could go out with that
because even a nigga hit you once and now you don't mean they can really, really whoop you like that.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But.
Definitely got chopping up with him after, though, for sure.
Yeah.
I want to holler at him, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, so it's like, anybody, nigga, just because a nigga knock you on me, he can whoop you, but how you going to get that back, though? It's like, so it's tough.
Yep.
That shit ain't no joke, but he definitely couldn't whoop him. He can't fight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not no boxing ring fight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but hey, salute you for getting in that ring.
Yeah,
some of the most funny.
In the ring.
And thank you for the entertainment, sir. It's just you signed up for entertainment. That was entertainment. You know what I mean?
I pray for his mental health, though, on some real shit. I pray for Nate Robinson's mental health and anybody that getting that motherfucker and that bitch ain't go the way you wanted to and then you did it in front of the whole world. Y'all think y'all gonna go in there and just get a quick money bag grab? But listen, you got to know.
You got to know both sides of it. Yeah.
What?
Unless, that's what I'm saying. Most people that doing that, they desperate for the bag. You know what I'm saying? For the most part, some ain't though. Like, I don't feel like Darren Williams is thirsty for no money. That nigga money way too long.
You talking about the basketball life?
Yeah,
when he went in there?
Yeah.
No. He just wanted to do it.
He just wanted to box.
Yeah, for sure.
That nigga money ape.
Sure. Oh, come on, bro.
Too much.
Yeah, 100%.
He just wanted to knock a nigga out, and he did.
Yep, for sure.
But yeah, he did. The Frank Gore fought another fight, knocked the nigga out, though, like, recently.
Yeah.
So,
what about Lamar Odom was in there?
Oh, he can't fight. He embarrassing as fuck. He need to stop it. He need to get the hell out of here.
I think he'll beat your ass,
man. I put that nigga in 9 comas. But I don't want to fight no niggas. If I ever get in the ring with somebody, going to be a white man. I don't want to boot no niggas.
Yeah, I wouldn't want Lamar to do that to you either anyway. Yeah. But who'd you want to fight?
I'd kill him. But I don't know. It don't matter to me. I always said I wanted to fight Bradley Martin, the big white boy.
Oh, yeah.
Frankenstein.
Come on, Bradley Martin, line it up with him, man.
Yeah, let's go, nigga. Let's go, nigga.
Black man.
You know what I'm saying? For sure. I know what I do. But
you get him?
Yeah, easy.
Okay.
It'd be too easy, nigga. I don't study niggas. You know I do. I see everything.
Oh, we know.
Oh.
One of the ones.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I like I said, initially I was going hard trying to get in that body shit, but then it's like, man, niggas ain't my caliber. Man.
So when do you think Tyson Fury going to fight Anthony Joshua.
After this next fight. Joshua got to go for the rematch.
I fuck with Anthony Joshua, though, bro.
Me too. He got to go to the heavy. He got to go for a rematch against Usyk that he lost to already.
Yeah.
And after that fight, Fury should fight Anthony Joshua regardless, or you fight the winner of that fight.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I think that'd be dope. I mean, it will be. They almost lined up the Joshua and Fury fight in Saudi Arabia. They had it all booked out, but it ended up going awry. You know what I mean? So I definitely want to see that fight.
I thought the Wilder interrupted that, though.
No, that was after.
Oh, that was even after.
That was after. It was like a couple months ago.
Oh, shit.
They almost had it going, but he was like, mandatory, you got to fight the dude that, you know what I'm saying, beat him.
Okay.
They were almost, but they almost gave, like, I think Anthony Joshua, like, $50 million not to fight the rematch so dude could fight Fury. Usyk could fight Fury. You know what I'm saying? But he didn't take
it. Money grab tight.
Yeah, he like, nah, because they give you money stepped aside so we could go this way. But he like, nah, I need the glory. Yeah. He need to go ahead and die on his sword. He's going to lose, but he need to go ahead and do that.
Yeah, well, at least the fight happened.
But shout out to him. He ain't scared. He just, that chin.
Yeah.
Listen, I mean, once it's gone, it's gone.
Well, speaking of boxers, speaking of chin, speaking about some real power, right? Mike Tyson was just on a podcast with Kenan Thompson.
Yep.
Right? Oh, man, that shit was fucking hilarious.
Please go. One of the best.
Leave Mike Tyson.
You
haven't
watched the Mike Tyson and the Kevin Hart one yet?
No, not yet. That's not all the way, not fully. I probably watched about 15 minutes of it. I didn't get to watch the rest.
That's another good one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He take him down that motherfucking drain.
Yeah, to the deep end. Yep. I seen some of it. I didn't get to see all of it, so I can't really tap in with the whole thing yet. But but him and Ken Thompson, though?
Top level, one of the best ones.
Seen that boy? Fucking that's one of the best hilarious.
Ones. That's one of the best, deepest Tyson ones. Oh, that he acting full dumb.
And then Kenan must not have been in the loop.
But that's one of his good friends. He really cool with him. He is.
Now, I heard him talking about it, but I didn't type.
That's what he said.
Is it one of them? Because you know Hollywood, everybody friends.
That's true. I don't know. I can't personally. I don't know personally, brother.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Because
God damn it, what was that?
There's no way. Yeah, fine. You know what I'm saying? No, shout out to DC, man. The composer, Fareed. No, but no, you got to think about it, bro. I don't think so, bro, because there's no way you're going to act that dumb with Mike Tyson on the air with the Mook, and you know how you get
Tyson
out?
I think Tyson might have toted up on his little mushrooms and just was
don't
on
matter.
The
leave Tyson alone. Toted up or not.
He went crazy.
Just leave him alone. Because he's going to do what he's going to do. And then you got to understand when he get activated. Nigga, you got to understand. We good friends.
Right.
I know when you activate, nigga.
Right.
You know
right.
when I'm activated. You know when not to do shit with me. I know when not to do shit with you. Right, we know when to stand down with each other.
Right.
So, nigga, if y'all good friends, he could do. He should have knew when to stand the fuck
down.
Should
have left alone trying to get his point across. Nigga, you ain't getting no point across with me, boy. Shut your ass up.
And if he's your good friend, you going to know.
Right.
You got to give him his time.
But he on the store show, he talked about him getting his Hollywood Walk of Fame star. You know what I'm saying?
It was type of Rosa. You ain't gonna.
That was who kid say that.
Yeah, but still, nigga.
And he went crazy on him. So, nigga, I don't worry about no Walk of Fame, nigga. When the whole world is done in 1,000 years, because
when he said
matter.
It, did Kenan say anything?
Nope.
See?
He was smiling like that picture. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got you. I got you, nigga. So he went crazy. Tyson ain't going.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
Shout out to Kenan Thompson, man, get his Walk of Fame star. I feel like I didn't realize I wanted one until I went to the Walk of Fame and looked. I'm like, nigga, that's my end game goal.
Walk on
to have a statue in that. I need a Mr. Organic star in the Walk of Fame.
That'd be legendary.
I need that. When I seen him, I was like, oh, I need one of these.
Yeah.
That's top level.
Yeah, that's definitely not a goal of mine.
I need one of them bitches.
Shit, I'm trying to get low, not get high on it.
I need a Walk of Fame. Shit. Stop, baby. Give me one of them Walk of Fame.
Don't put me on the pedestal. Take me off the pedestal. Shit.
Put me up there, baby.
Shit, not me.
You know what I'm saying?
Just give me the money. I want to get away from all this shit.
Give me the money.
Well, motherfucker better be scared. I run to a motherfucking 100 million boy.
You going
to
disappear on the hole.
I'm deleting every platform in
man,
this fucking earth.
I'm going to be damn Brazilian, man. I'm going to be out here motherfucking going on yachts. I'm going to be in NASA spaceships, man. I'm going to be goddamn scuba diving in the abyss. Everything, man.
Yeah. See, me and Jazz, we'll be on a yacht somewhere in the middle of the ocean somewhere. And the only time we're going to transport is by helicopter or
love
plane.
Go subscribe.
Oh, yeah. What
shout out to my wife, Jazz.
Yeah. Love and Slim.
Damn.
Definitely go subscribe. But no, yeah. And the only way you're going to transport, we're going to be transported in helicopters with 0% all around on all the windows. You can't see nothing. Only the pilot can see with special glasses.
Big Lamborghini be out.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We ain't going to do none of that. You know what I mean? We're going to just be out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to even get a low-key yacht. But speaking of duos too, right?
Right.
That's another thing with Kenan and Kel. Before Kenan we get off that
good
subject,
bugger.
Right? That's one thing that's more legendary about us.
His wife been talking crazy about Kel, too.
For real?
Talking about he was turd burglary.
Kenan was talking about his wife. Kenan's wife talking about Kel?
Kel wife.
Kel wife was talking
about
Kenan.
Kel. Oh, they divorced.
Oh, okay, there we go. Okay,
I was saying with turd burglary with Nick Cannon's and all.
Oh, say, brother, 2022, do what you like, whatever you prefer.
If he wants his turd stole, let him get his turd stole.
Maybe he's just saying that because you know women be saying shit when they get hurt. You know what I'm saying, be lying on nigga type of
that
shit.
True.
You know what I'm saying, he's just mad because you ain't end up with them type.
That's true. What about good?
Because why you ain't say it till after the divorce type?
Well, yeah, you was in there stealing my turds when I was doing. You like my turd stole? Well, you with me, baby?
No, but I was saying the point I was getting to is like that's what makes our duo so legendary as well too. You know what I'm saying? Because if you look at all the legendary duels. Kenan and Kales, all that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, most of them break up over a long period of time. You know what I'm saying? Is one start to get too much money, then one start to come to the other person's pockets, and then they fall out and they're no longer friends. You see what I'm saying? Even whether it's about women, because it'd be niggas that'd be tripping about women too, right?
The number one thing.
So like, think about that. Ain't no telling what he could have been telling about what the woman said type, maybe a woman got in between type, because he ain't supposed to do that.
Stop.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all both free agents.
Let's both hunt.
You should be hunting.
Snipers.
So you shouldn't be hating on them. If he married type, it was Kel.
You
was
don't
like,
block the kill no matter what.
Because Keenan's single, right? He ain't married, right?
Nigga was married.
Oh, okay. Well, if Kel, yeah, you know, you get what I'm trying to say, though. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Should be on that type of time. You know what I'm saying? But legendary duo, and they broke it up. You know what I'm saying? And then they was iconic.
One was iconic on Saturday Night Live, been on there for like 20 seasons or
something. Yeah, and they ain't throw his man no oops from the looks
other
of me.
Other man type, really working that good bugger type.
Oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? Damn. You know what I'm saying? But you don't know what went on behind the scenes. Keenan could be the real one. Kel could be the fake one.
Yeah, or Kel might got full goddamn chameleon type stocks and then ownerships and goddamn.
Yeah, he might
equities.
Have some shit really going on. Just got low and said fuck everything.
Come on, man.
Could be that too because you know social media be smoking mirrors because you never know. Keenan could be the fucking tapped and Kel could be the one up.
Yeah, you always got to calculate the reality of understanding.
Just because one famous and type more out there don't
that
mean
don't
they
mean
got
nothing. Don't mean that's guaranteed that they wouldn't like that in real life though.
Facts.
So don't put me in that perspective. 100%. Speaking of winning real life, man.
Yep.
Shout out to my dog DJ Khaled. That's Harry. He finna drop the new album. I see he got Hov on that joint too. That nigga
did
always
get Hov.
He always get Hov on his album.
Hov fuck with Khaled.
He vote that man heavy, man.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? He got Hov on a new album.
Well, you know Khaled is a slim brain nigga. He gonna shoot them shots.
To the end.
He gonna shoot them shots.
He the ultimate.
Hey, come on, man.
He gonna do it every day.
Yeah.
He gonna do it every day.
Hey, so what we doing, man? We got anything?
Yeah, do it every day.
Yeah, take no for no
I always
answer.
Used to watch DJ Khaled like interviews, man, especially when he was coming back up and he used to talk that instrument because you could tell it was real when
for
he was like on his last leg.
You can't
type.
Fake that type of
he was serious, man. Like they forgot about me. They won't be finished. We know that feeling.
Yep.
So when he say that, people might be laughing, but we know he's serious. They want they try to finish me. They didn't believe in me.
They didn't believe, but guess what? I believed in me.
God did. They didn't believe in me. Yeah. They gave up on me. But I didn't believe in I believed in myself, and guess who else did? God did. He found another mook when he did that. Yeah, God did is hard.
God did. Yeah, facts.
I get it.
Yeah.
But he dropping his new single with Lil Baby and Drake. And say Jake got that 19 mook. He just made the announcement. He got 19 again, man. That vid 19, man. You got to be censored. These niggas want to flag everything, dude, type.
Yeah,
you
know what I'm saying? Getting the C word.
Yeah, he got that vid 19 mook, man. So shout out to Drake, man. Recover, man. Stay out the way, man. Stay jumping on that exotic pussy you doing, brother. Say something for me. God damn, man. You know what I mean? Leave a little taste for the guard, man. Shit.
Yeah.
Hope that 19 slow him down a little bit. A smidge it, you know? That's what I'm going to say to him.
Yeah, Drake, boy.
The guard.
Been on top for a long time.
He going hard. He dropped that little dance album and all that, man. And all genres.
How'd you feel about that?
Man, I feel nothing about it. I feel it was weird, but do him his business.
I ain't going to lie, nigga. I fuck with you. You want to know why I fuck with it?
Explain to me, sir.
Evolution, man. He's evolving.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But this would be the crazy part that kills me, right?
Open up different portals.
There you go. This is the thing that kills me, right? So. You're Mr. Organic. I'm a tall guy, right?
Right.
Drake is Drake. Obviously, come on, there's some understanding, right? But you got to think
before
you get to Drake's level, you know what I'm saying? You got to evolve a billion times
for sure.
Before you get to that level of that recognition.
Right.
Right? But even at our level, you got to think. So if somebody comes and say, hey, Three, I want you to be like how you was in Minnesota. I miss them days.
I hear it all the time.
You got to evolve, though, brother.
Like, yeah, I hear it all the time.
The fuck are we talking about? If you want that, go watch them videos.
Yeah, split that. People tell people, yeah.
Go watch them videos.
Or you want the old hole, live to the other hole.
Yeah, but come on, man. You got
to
evolve.
To the old one,
and, but the thing is, though, is like, they'll say they want that. But then the thing is, if you consistently just want that, and I consistently just be that, how long is it before you tune out of that?
They're going to be gone like this.
100%. And that's why I say, like, y'all, motherfucker don't know what they want until they stick it down your fucking throat. No,
that's
homo,
true,
you know
man. You can't. Can't listen to them people, man. You got to do you. So, like, I ain't mad at it. I don't listen to Drake like that anyway for the most part. So, but I understand the businessman. I understand the businessman move of it, and it went number one. So anything that's evolving and is growing and is enterprise and is ownership and is breaking barriers, I'm with it, man.
For sure.
Shout out to him.
And it says more about the people than him if you don't want that for him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I have no problem with
you. You ain't no true supporter, because a true supporter is going to really want you to evolve and be better.
I definitely ain't supporting a nigga, but shout out to him, though. You know what I'm saying?
No, no, no. I'm saying, like, just whether how you'd want your supporters to be. If you make a move and you want to try something new, you would want them to support that. You know
mandatory.
What I'm saying?
I do need that.
That's what I'm saying. So that's how they should be for him, too, if you're a supporter of him. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it went number one and put him in a whole different cascade of entertainers.
And his thoughts is far, like, whoever's judging that album, his thoughts is far beyond yours.
Right.
He's in music. He does this shit. You think he's just gonna put out some bullshit?
That's crazy.
And he know how people gonna respond. But the thing is, though, if he got in-game vision and understanding for his craft and what he wants to do and where he wants to put his life at the end by the time he crossed the finish line, then that's part of his motherfucking plan.
Yeah, let it be. God's plan.
Why do people gotta be so vocal about some shit they don't like?
Bums, they broke.
Damn.
They called termites. They all on another nigga wood.
That was a good one.
Damn! I've never been used before. Niggas gonna run with termite. God damn, I done gave him another one. Gave these motherfuckers no, man.
Damn! Like, chew on another nigga wood.
Yeah, all on another nigga wood. It ain't your wood, man. Why you on my wood?
Yeah, yeah.
This ain't yours.
Yeah, yeah.
What I'm saying? Wood. Damn! Wood chewers. You know what I mean? But shout out to him. Also, I've seen another breaking news thing. Nicki Minaj. Dad got killed right not too long ago. Got ran over by a car, like, accidental.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was a while back, though. Accidentally ran him over or some shit like that.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? And RIP to him not too long ago. And one of her brothers went to prison for, like, pedo shit.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah, that was crazy. But anyway, the dude that ran over her dad was finally sentenced. He was sentenced to 1 year in prison. Of course, he a big...
1 year.
Big white man mode.
Fully killed a human. And he only got one.
But we don't know the details of the case.
I mean, it was a hit and run.
You know what her dad could have been?
It's a hit and run.
I'm not saying. I'm not saying. Like, but you know what it could have been? Not her dad. But you know what somebody, like, nigga, think about it like this. If, let's say he was a walker. You know them niggas that be walking across the street acting like they can't get hit by a car? But it's not.
Okay, let's read this right here. Let's zoom that up real quick, man, because it's showing it.
You know what I'm saying, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. Make that big so I can read this. You know, I'm hot. I'm dyslexic.
Jay walking, act like they got the right of way type.
Yeah, hey, but
I be wanting them motherfuckers to get hit.
That's her dad got killed.
No, man. I'm not talking about her dad. I'm talking about you know, motherfucker.
Talking about he was jaywalking, man.
No, I'm not saying her dad. Nah, you don't try to throw me under the book. Hey, no, hell no.
This got nothing to do with me.
I'm saying he's an idiot, bro. No, I'm talking about the people.
Don't send the barbs over here.
Listen, man, y'all tripping, man. I'm over it.
What
man.
You were saying, brother?
Nah,
about the
fuck
hit and run
I don't want to talk about this shit no more.
Let me see. Let me tell you what happened to her dad, brother. It was reported that the man who killed Nicki Minaj's dad in a hit and run. And sentenced to 1 year in prison. Last year, Nicki Minaj's father, Robert Majors, what his name is, died in a hit and run. He was 64 years old. He was thought to be walking in a Long Island when he was struck and taken to the hospital. Critical condition. Minaj's father, it was this nigga named Charles Butlerfish, like some Russian motherfucker, was seen on camera in various videos driving away from the scene. Butlerfish told officers that he would cover up the car in the garage, did things to alter it. Listen to this shit. His car from being able to be located. He covered up the car in the garage and did things so it won't be located. That's crazy. After turning himself in and pleading guilty on the two felony charges, he was a possible term of 7 years, but it was reported that he was sentenced to 1 year in February. Why? He hit him, ran, covered the car up, hit in the garage, only got 1 year for killing a year old full black man of a famous woman worth hundreds of millions of dollars. This is called
Big White Man Mode.
Called
Big Caucasian Man.
I got you, brother.
Appreciate you.
Damn, what's your thoughts on that? That's R. Kelly got 30 years for fucking bitches that wanted to fuck him.
That's a whole totally dude, bro, what the fuck are you talking about?
Damn!
Bro, you are retarded.
Choosh!
This dude is...
What's your thoughts? You killed the fool, man. R. Kelly that fuck pussy that wanted to fuck him.
Yeah.
And he got 30 years.
Yeah, bro. And listen, I don't know where you went with that one. But here's my thoughts on this. My thoughts is what's the backstory? I want to know the details.
Walking down the street, got hit by a car.
But this is the point I was getting to, right? Was he walking across the pedestrian mook and he just had the walking thing on and then dude ran a light and hit him? Or was he like walking across the highway like the niggas would be thinking he can't get hit by a car?
Like the meth head mooks.
And then we just supposed to just stop for you because you walking in the car type?
So you think Nicki Minaj's dad was walking down the highway.
I'm saying I want to
be hit like he's indestructible.
No, I didn't say that. I said I want to see the details of the case, brother. I would like to know the details of the case before I give my thoughts on
it. He was walking down a Long Island street.
Yeah, but they didn't say did he have the right of way? Was he walking? Was he walking in the middle of the street? Was he? You know what I'm saying? Or did he just abruptly walk from behind a car and then the car didn't see him and he hit him and kept going because that's fucked up.
That's what he did.
Well, then that's fucked up then.
Because he could think about it, man. He know he hit him. He went home and covered up the car.
That is fucked
up. Put
it
in the garage.
Because you should at least got to try to
did things to make his car look different.
Yeah. That's
knowing
true.
You hit somebody.
That was fucked
finally
up.
Finally turned yourself in because you knew he was up. On the news.
Because why'd you try to hide it and all that, though? You knew
that's the ultimate
you knew
doing
you killed
it
him. You knew you killed him. Yeah,
of
yeah,
course.
Yeah.
He saw the news the next
so
day.
So right or wrong, he's wrong.
Especially because of the hit and run. Now, if you just sat there like, hey, my bad. Halle Berry done killed people in car crashes. Too Short.
Yep.
Brandy. All these people done killed.
Caitlyn Jenner movie.
Yeah, man. What's the dude named Bruce Jenner? I ain't call him that. Killed somebody in a car accident. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, hey, find it, brother.
Oh, Lord.
So it's like, hey, brother Bruce. He killed a man. So it's like,
come on, champ.
How you going? These people didn't kill people, but they stayed and, hey, that thing Halle Berry type hid a little bit and rent and tried to hide a little bit, got caught. But, hey, it happens. You know what I'm saying? But you do this to this lady, that's fucked up, man.
That is fucked
1 year, bro.
Because you try to hide it, though. That is the bad part. So,
at
okay,
least
so,
get upset.
So if he didn't, if he would have did it and got out the car and tried to help, would he still be bad? Would he deserve to go to prison then?
Nope. I mean, prison probably a little bit, months or whatever they do, the smallest stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it says since
it's an accident. Accidents happen. If he ain't drunk enough, he drunk. But we don't know. He was hitting, you know, he was hiding from them days. No, nigga probably drunk, high on meth.
Oh, big heroin in the could have been hunt type,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, we got up out of there. Gotta think about that, sir.
That's true, too, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So then he really fucking wrong.
Come on, man.
So then if he high and drunk, then there's no way it could be her dad's fault then, right? I gotta know the details of the case. I can't give an opinion on it until I know the details of the case.
Man.
But here's what I can say, though, right? The thing is with... Hold on, what were you just at for him?
So it's hard to know what he was doing.
Yeah, that is true. But that's a good point to get all out of his blood type.
Of course, man. Come on, man. You know what that is, man.
Big white man move.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Slick with it.
Yeah.
And he's 72 years old. They probably look at his age. He a businessman, admitted to doing it.
Damn.
You left him on the side of the road, boy.
Yeah, left him on the street like a dog. That's what it said.
Wow, that's her mom. The mom said that.
Yeah. I'm reading the call right now. That's fucking crazy, bro.
Look.
I ain't gonna lie, that shit bogus.
He pled guilty for leaving the scene of an accident, causing a death, and tampering with evidence.
Suspended his license for 6 months. Yeah, he had that. You probably right. But I just want to say, you got to know the details of it, though, because I'm pretty sure that they probably
that man got some money, man. That man got some money. He had a good lawyer. He got some good connections. That's what it is. But it's no way you get in a year and you hit and run somebody. Then you hit a poor, famous, you know what I'm saying, chick dad and killed him?
Yeah, fame shouldn't matter, though.
That nigga got a bag. No quid, big motherfucking goddamn bag, boy. Yeah. No question about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's his community probably got behind him.
Oh, for sure. You know, I ain't going to say that the race, but you know what race it is. You know what I'm saying? They come,
races?
They come from Jerusalem.
Mm.
Definitely that, the big no mama.
Why can't you say the race?
Come on, bro.
What's up, Slim?
Two things you never say you talk about, man. Two communities.
Oh, that is true.
Just two. Don't do it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Trust
me,
brother.
Can't even say the name?
Nope.
Damn. Just don't even fuck with it.
Leave it alone.
Yeah, leave it alone.
Leave it over there, brother. Let it stay there. Let a dying dog die and lie. Okay, my dog Prince. Oh, my God.
Like you don't be leaving nothing off. You kind of like Boosie.
It's two that I don't touch, though. I ain't no Boosie. Nigga, look at me. I'm handsome, brother. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't judging no man. No man will be judged by me,
man,
brother.
Look at me, man.
I'm talking about the way you talk, brother.
Man, look at three of y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Three of them!
No, but listen. Okay, so Prince, we're going to Prince right now. Prince, you know, Minnesota. Don't forget I was at that party with Prince, man.
Yeah, you was.
I was there. There were 10 people there.
10 people, quick little recap.
Listen, Minnesota Lynx won the championship a few years back, and then Prince loved basketball. You know what I'm saying? It's one of my organic tales. And then, like, after they won, I knew somebody on the Lynx team. I ain't gonna say no names, but you know, bro, do what I do.
Saute and flambé.
Yeah. So they was offered to come back to his crib after they won the championship for a personal concert, and it was like only you and a friend can go out of everybody on the team. So there's only like 30 people there, right. And we pulled up to his crib. You know what I'm saying? It was crazy. We got the what was that place called again?
Prince's crib.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Or something.
How the fuck I forget? I'm from Minnesota.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
That is a big
thing. But anyway, we pull up to Prince's crib and all that. We go in there. It's all dark and that motherfucker. I'm sitting there chilling. We in there chilling. Like, man, ain't no man fucking Prince finna come. This motherfucker. All here is.
I'm looking it up.
All here is boom. I hear the guitar playing. I'm like, that motherfucker sounds smooth. Then boom. Purple rain.
Paisley Park.
Paisley Park, motherfucker. I'm in Paisley Park. I hear purple rain. Purple rain. Look, I see that little nigga up there goddamn singing and dancing and goddamn singing and dancing and motherfucking doing everything. I'm like, damn, that's really Prince. This is crazy. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
And it was wild, bro. He went through all them good songs. Like I said, it was only like, it's only like 30 people there, bro. Yeah. And I never forget, because once he jumped down like 3-4 songs, and went to the bathroom, he went past me and nudged me like, boom, watch out, nigga. I'm like, damn, motherfucker. I wanted to slap him his goddamn neck, but I was going to be
crazy. Prince would beat your ass, man.
Hey, man, he'd been a dead man. He would have died quicker than he did.
You damn! Stupid.
You know what I'm saying? Big.
Gargoyle.
But yeah, shout out to Prince, man, for sure, man. That was a legendary experience. But yeah, it says right now.
One of the all-time Minnesota greats, man. Just all-time greats, human greats. Period.
Yeah.
But in Minnesota, like, you know, I always got to pay homage to the people from Minnesota because I'm born and raised in Minnesota.
For sure, man. So Prince's estate is finally settled after a 6-year court battle since he died. The late singer did not leave a will regarding his $150 million estate.
He had no wife or children.
Uh-huh. So after the singer died in 2016, his 6 half-siblings were named legal heirs. So with that being said, they all split the money. $150 million would be split between 6 half-brothers and sisters.
And I just did the math while he was over here. How was that, brother? $25 million.
Oh, Lord!
You know what I'm saying? So after taxes, after lawyers and all that, they probably walk away about $2 million.
So, do you...
Gargoyle!
They be broke in a year.
Black man!
Damn!
Damn! Come on, champ.
He be broke in a year, man.
Damn! Big white man move.
Cause you got, so you got to think, though, that whole time, man, but he was probably feeding them, though, so... You know what I'm saying? Like,
who knows?
Yeah, but
he fed a lot of people, though. See, little you know, sure. Prince was big, like, helping the communities. He was doing big-time things. You know what I'm saying? He's a real Northside nigga.
Yeah, I was just going to say, he's big in Minnesota.
Yeah, don't give him credit. No
with the philanthopy
say,
work, for
yeah,
sure.
No one's going to say he not was one of the ones. Like, he really was...
One of the ones.
In all aspects.
Super giving.
Right, and it's whatever.
I never met nobody that met him to say he wasn't the most giving person
that's
in history.
A fact. You know what I'm saying? Like that Carlos Boozer story, like...
Oh, yeah. No, you know what else I've seen, too? I just watched recently was... The shit, I didn't know Michael Jackson and Prince had that crazy beef like that.
You didn't know that?
Nah, hell no. Nah.
It was always them
I watched one where he fully broke it down, though, to
see. Oh, yeah, it was
like, serious. Prince swang off a pole, and Michael was making fun of him type. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
It was a battle between who the greatest, because, you know, Prince did everything.
Right.
Wrote, did everything. See, yep. He knew Mike was just a face. So yeah. He's like, nigga, you can't
and a voice.
Me. But he was way bigger than him, so he's like, nigga, but I'm really that nigga.
Right.
So it was like a battle, you know what I mean? Yeah, which is a shame. They never did nothing together. They should.
You think Mike's way bigger than Prince?
It ain't even close.
It's not even close?
It ain't even close. Nobody care about Prince like that, bro.
I got to give it to Prince.
Compared
man.
To Mike.
He's from Minnesota, so I got to give it to him. I got to give it to him.
Your light skinned niggas trying to unite, man.
Michael light skinned.
Oh, I'm staying.
The hell he is. I'm staying with my black brother.
He was light skinned, brother.
He was blacker than me.
It counts at the end.
No,
it
don't. That's not his skin. That was man made. We're going from the DNA.
Bro, you stupid.
We're going from Mike, nigga. We got that Ronald Reagan. That Ronald Reagan inauguration, man, that was maybe the flyest human ever walked. There's no Homo sapien. But that outfit, how he was standing on that curl, I'm glad, nigga, was not to be fucked with ever. I ain't never seen a nigga come that cold on nothing in life. No Homo sapien on the cum part. But yeah. You know what I'm saying? That nigga was, that was crazy. That outfit. Right. Come on, bro. When he was sitting in that one of these awards, we sitting there with the socks, the glitter socks with the, come
on. I don't
think
I recall.
Hey, pull it up. Pull up, Mike. Got the motherfucking goddamn. Pull it up, Mike.
Was
Mike
it the black outfit with the movie?
Nah, it was the gold jacket or the blue jacket. One of them. It was two.
Had all the little glittery shit.
Yeah,
there, right?
Man. Yeah, when you sitting there in the seat sitting down.
Yeah, I'm acting down.
That nigga was clowning, man. You know what I mean? That's one of them. Like what they were.
No, I look up the inauguration.
Put the Ronald Reagan, yeah. Not the gold jacket, Ronald Reagan.
Gold like jacket. Everybody know that gold jacket. That gold jacket crazy. I mean, all this fits, though. Michael was with the shit.
Yeah. Come on, with the blue?
Yeah, I remember that.
Come on, man. How dumb he acting? Is he a black man or are you a black man?
Black man.
He's light-skinned right there, though.
Nah, look at him. Look how dumb
black
he
is
acting.
Black, brother.
With one glove on, not two. Look at him.
Oh, yeah, he was acting dumb.
Look at my nigga Michael.
He's a trendsetter, for sure.
Man, leave him.
Why Quincy Jones said everything with him was stole type, though?
They're going to say that, man. Quincy Jones, relax. But what I'm saying, too, is like...
He was like... Quincy Jones, little home. You ever watch that documentary? You gotta watch that documentary, Quincy Jones.
I watched that. Of course,
that was legendary.
One. Yeah, Quincy Jones, one of them ones. Quincy Jones,
for sure. One of them ones.
And all the people that he was cool with, all them historical all-time greats, all dead.
Done it all.
He went in there, and all of them are dead.
He the only one here. He said that.
Damn.
He done it all, seen it all, been through it all. Everybody.
Shit.
Everybody. This is how cold Michael is, and that's what I'm gonna say. Like him, even Prince, even Elvis, they were so cold, right? Them outfits were so legendary, right? Nice. So trendsetting.
Yep.
But niggas ain't wear it. Niggas ain't do it. That's how legend they are. They set trends. No one followed them, but they understood them.
Yeah,
they didn't. Nobody was dressing like that.
Right.
But if we knew what it was. Niggas were having that on. I ain't never seen nobody with that outfit on.
But niggas probably walking to the club trying.
Niggas
to
Niggas wasn't walking like this, man. I ain't never seen niggas. I mean, niggas wouldn't go walk around like that, man. It was only he could do it, man. Yeah. Niggas wasn't wearing Phil Elvis outfits, man, in the club, man, doing backflips and shit.
No, it wasn't.
It was just for them. But it was so legendary, we still got it.
Yeah.
They set a trend that was so historical, but it was just for them.
Yeah, because you ain't never seen nobody in that one that go more.
Right. He's acting dumb, man. So shout out to him. You know what I mean? Niggas try to do the Thriller jacket, like a little jacket, but I mean, not
Eddie
no
Murphy
fool.
On the Raw and Delirious, that type was a Bite of Michael type. Because yeah. Michael was coming out with that kind of
oh,
shit.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm talking about niggas just every day walking around. They did the jacket. Now, that jacket was war. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, for
but
sure.
Niggas won't walk around like
niggas walk around like that for sure.
Which one?
Back then, this the one right here. No, that's Billy Jean,
that's
I think.
Billy Jean. That yeah. was acting dumb.
He was acting dumb. Yeah, yeah, he was acting dumb. Yep, yep,
what's
yep,
wrong
yep.
with
him? Yeah, he was acting dumb.
Come on,
he
man.
He was acting dumb. Michael's that nigga.
Yeah, he was.
Hey, I know I just seen a little side piece
see,
right there.
That's the one. Look at that fit, man.
Yeah, I seen a little side piece over there, though. J-Lo and Ben Affleck, though, they got back together.
They fully married and all that.
How you feel about
man,
that?
J-Lo a weirdo, man. The fuck out of here. Washed up, man. All them husbands and all that weirdo shit, man. Get out of here, man. Go on scat, man. I don't care about her, man. She a bum, bro. She been ran through all these dancers and all that. She be marrying niggas and all that weirdo. She weird, man.
She got kids, too.
Nobody want that, man. You know I mean, what I'm saying? We thought she was just like Halle Berry. Like, that's, oh, well, y'all some weirdos. Something really wrong with y'all, man. Nobody want y'all, man. Get out of here. Fine and all that, bag and all that, but something is not right. Bitch, get gone, both of them. Halle Berry, J-Lo, no one wants y'all, man. Y'all weird.
Stupid.
Y'all on Britney Spears type time with the schizophrenia.
Oh,
you know
shit.
Yeah, nigga, you heard me.
Yeah, she Brittany just got married to her. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Nigga, come on, man.
Congratulations to her.
Board, man.
Oh, damn.
Get out
no,
of here.
No, they didn't say everything's right, though. It's just her dad was what they were saying.
Well, her dad.
Her dad was just making her like that.
But look at her now. She's way worse.
She ain't cut her hair off or nothing like that.
Man, she's being naked on the Instagram and all that. Acting dumb, doing the weird dances and bug out like Shaggy do on her hair and all that. She embarrassing, man. Shut up, my nigga.
All her kids, at least all her kids was just Mark Anthony, though.
You sure about that?
I'm pretty sure about that, though.
Pretty is. Might be.
Yeah, I think they all was just Mark Anthony.
Man, she got married 6 times, man. That's weird.
Has it been 6 times?
I think so.
Damn, that's a lot of time. I got married 1 time. I can't imagine doing that shit 6 times.
Come on, man. With hundreds of millions, like how many times you going to risk that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, damn.
It's weird as hell, man. Get out of here. We don't care. Shout out to Ben Affleck, double
the
back.
But she probably ironclad prenups type, though. I mean, that first singer dude ran off with the bag, though, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, he ran off.
The mysterious dude, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He ran off with the bag.
But, yeah.
And then even one of her backup dancers, she even got one of one thing you got to respect with her, though, brother.
She take whatever.
She
went whatever.
Yeah. High, low, anything
in between. I always wanted to run a tour. I thought I could get her. I'd have ran a tour. I was trying shit.
I think you'd get her.
I went to one of her concerts.
You probably still get her even with Ben tight.
Easy.
Yeah, huh?
Come on. I'm Mr. Organic. He Batman. It don't compare.
And Ben probably still big. Ben Affleck probably big fan to you.
He know who I am. I saw him got a year sign. It ain't comparing anything to mine.
Yeah. He got that because of you.
It's a yellow one too.
Yeah, I think Ben will fuck with you. I think Ben will fuck with you. Man,
I appreciate you being part of the campaign.
Even after you take his girl tight,
he gonna still rock with
his wife.
You know what I'm saying? He said he was like a real process to get away from his last Jennifer Garner, whatever it was. He like that was hell to get away from her.
Oh shit.
Yeah, he was married to her for a while. He said it was like hell on earth. He just wanted to get out, but he couldn't.
Damn.
I know that's a crazy scenario when you're stuck in something and you want out, but you just can't. I'm not getting to nothing I can't get out of.
I mean, but there had to be, if that's how you feel, there had to be warning signs before then.
Money, you know what I'm saying?
But there had to be warning signs, though.
Of course, it's warning signs, but you locked
in. Get out early.
But it's too late.
Never too late.
Too many kids, big business money. That nigga like it's too much going. He did it.
He did it. So it was never too late.
Yeah, man. Listen, bro. I can't do it, bro. Yeah, I need always a way out, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, listen. Here's the thing. If you don't feel like, I mean, people change, people evolve, but I feel like, you know what I'm saying, in that world of what they're doing and all that shit, like it might just be different over there.
It gotta be. I hope it is because that shit look weird to me.
But thing is, though, it's like, you know what I'm saying, like. There's always a before the blow up. There's always a trail of some fucking red flags and some shit going on.
Yeah, I believe so.
So yeah, but no. And then you know what I was gonna say too is remember who got over too. Remember the Jesse James with Sandra Bullock.
Who got over at that? They both rich, nigga. What you talking about?
No. But yeah, maybe get over is a bad word.
Yeah,
but
them both was
get out. I should say get
he
out.
He got out. That
she got out though.
Yeah, they both was filthy with
she
it.
She was
now.
The one that type. You know what I mean?
Got over on him.
No, I didn't say get over it. I said get out. I said that was a bad word, brother.
Yeah, cause I know. Cause
I meant to say get out.
Yeah, because they both had a super bag.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying? But, so it wasn't that.
But yeah, he was big Tiger Woods with the pussy, though.
Yeah, it had to be. Look at him. He was
big
playing.
Going crazy.
Yeah, he had to. Shout out to Jesse James, man. He was on the first day he started to say it was some racist nigga shit. He just white. Y'all got to stop trying to put people in some race. They just white
talk about
people.
That a little bit.
Because they always try to put, listen, man, behind closed doors, all the white people say nigga. They hate niggas and talk nigga. They got nigga words. They do all that.
Put the ER at the end,
Of course, they heard Mel Gibson and all that. But it's cool. They still fuck with us. They just white.
They just had their little moments, huh?
Big white man move.
Like, y'all be tripping. Like, we know what it is. They ain't blatantly not doing something. They just white people, just man. Being white. They all talk about us behind our back like that. They all think we niggas. They all think we niggas and all that shit, man.
Right.
They fuck with us, but they all do that, man.
But it's not okay, though.
This real, of course it's not okay, but it is right. What it is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just accept it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If they do a problem, we're going to challenge it and help correct them, help them grow. Because they motherfucking need some help. They motherfucking devilish. But yeah. Don't be surprised when it happens. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I try to go crazy on Joe Rogan. Like, well, he's saying it blatantly on his podcast. What are y'all trying to cancel?
Well, you're pretty good at dealing with people like that, brother.
Yeah, I get it. Because I can have that conversation. You're real good, you know what I'm saying? It's an open dialogue. I ain't tripping because I understand. You know what I'm saying?
Like, right.
It ain't a big thing.
For
now,
sure.
If you say it to me trying to be crazy, then we're going to get it in blood. But like, you know what I'm saying? You ain't going to just call me that. Like, I'm going to do it just off principle. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just because. I ain't going to let no nigga say nothing to me crazy.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You just trying to violate me as a human.
Yeah.
I'm going to take care of that. You know what I'm saying? But if you doing some behind closed door, they catch you in a secret recording or something. Nigga, who gives a fuck?
All right. What do you do? What do you do if it's a white woman that say it to you?
You know what I'm saying? Mashallah. You know what I'm saying?
Choo!
We know if a white boy said it to you.
Yeah, anybody can get it, man. Don't play with me. White bitch, white man, don't play with me. Smack the fuck out of any one of them motherfuckers. I ain't giving no passes. Nigga, we gonna deal. I got money. I go to court, man. Don't play with me like that. Smack the motherfucking bitches.
Don't say it at you. Don't do it.
Man, don't play with me.
But what's if they around, they just say it.
I check them if I want to. You
know
what I'm saying? Yeah, like, they doing like a song. Like, niggas be mad they be saying in rap songs. Come on, dumb niggas. It's a fucking song. You shouldn't have wrote it that way. Nigga, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Like, what y'all mad at? You know what I'm
saying? So they around you, you're like, nigga.
I'm going to check them. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it by me.
Right.
But I ain't going to be mad. I'm like, hey, bro, I don't like, you probably saying that with your other friends or the song in your car.
They're like, fuck you, nigga.
Then we're going, their teeth going to be out. If they're lucky, I might go full fandom on them. You know what I'm saying? You never know the level I go. I don't know sometimes.
Right.
I might fan this whole motherfucker out, bitch. But
oh,
man,
shit.
Fuck
boy,
it. You know what I'm saying? Keep that shit away from me. And I ain't going to be mad at him. I'm going to check him. Hey, bro, I ain't one of these little goofy niggas like crackers tell that shit around me, bro. It's cool, but don't do it around me, cracker. You know what I'm saying? Don't do it like that. You know what I mean? I ain't going to be like that mad. I'm just going to check him. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I don't play that. I don't play crackers saying that shit.
Just a little quick one.
Yeah, that's all. Boy, like, boy, I don't do that. You know what I mean?
Stop it.
Yeah, go on scat. You know what I mean? Go around your own little nigga nerd friends and do that shit down here, bro.
It's cool. It's not cool over here.
Yeah, I ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
That's all. I'm just going to check a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Some little, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes little white bitches, before you fuck them, you let them say it a couple times and they reach.
Oh, shit, you looking at them?
Go ahead and fuck them. After you fuck them, hey, bitch, don't say that no more. You know what I'm saying? You get some of the good white girls that say that shit sometimes. You be chilling like, damn. Soon I fuck this bitch, you ain't gonna say that no more. You hear me?
It's over.
Damn, my niggas and all, you be like, ha, you crazy.
The jig is up.
Yeah, you gonna let them do it. You let them get off a few times. Like, oh, God. Let me hurt and fuck this bitch. Soon I get done fucking with, listen up, white bitch. Don't say that shit like no more. You hear me? Because
the jig is up.
Bitch, I don't like that shit.
Right.
Before you might throw off the calibration, might not let you fuck, you check it too fast.
Right.
You still want to fuck the pussy.
Yeah.
So let's just deal with it a little bit, get a little color rocks off. You know what I'm saying? And go to after you fuck, you come with that real shit.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, especially fine enough and the ass fat enough, you go, hey.
You know you got a little spread on it, huh?
Oh, yeah. We can let a little couple niggas off, and my nigga over there, I mean, my nigga, I mean, these niggas.
Long as she
here.
Ain't being ill about it.
Yeah, she just
no ill will intent.
Yeah, she just want to be part of culture.
She love our culture.
Damn.
She just want to be part of culture, brother. See, y'all, see, this wrong with niggas. Y'all ain't letting people part of culture.
Y'all take it too personal.
Yeah. See that ass on that bitch? She can say it. She had.
Damn.
I don't care.
She got a few passes up.
Leave her, it's mine. Leave her alone. You nigga don't, that's mine. You shut up.
Oh, shit.
You can say it, baby. We ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying?
You think that's how LeBron James sound? Bronny was doing with the white girl. He had a problem with it?
Oh, yeah. Of course he was.
You think that's how he was acting?
Shout out to Bronny, man. You in that motherfucker. You on big.
Big white man move.
Yeah.
Big Caucasian, man.
And they try to put my nigga Bronny down for that, man. He do what he want to do, man. He living life. He smoking big. We smoking big wig.
Yeah,
fucking white hoes, nigga. Yeah, Bronny. Yeah. Go crazy, champ.
Oh,
just like your daddy.
Damn.
We know about you, boy.
No, you so stupid, man.
You know it.
One of the ones.
Yes, boy, I done heard about you, boy, using my terms, nigga.
Three of them is fucking funny, man.
But I ain't tripping. I ain't tripping on them, nigga. Everybody do what they want to do, man.
Whew. Hey, man, episode 29, man.
Oh, episode 29, man. We coming through back to back to back to back to back 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 to back to back to back.
Oh, man.
Big motherfucking police academy moot.
Damn. Shit, yeah, hey, brother, boy. Y'all be entertained by him. Listen, I'll be right here sitting next to him entertained like a motherfucker.
What's up, Slim?
Because this motherfucker is crazy, man.
Damn.
That's what we got to do.
Hey, man, God bless
man.
Y'all, man. Hope you have a blessed day. Hope you got some good laughs out of this one, man. At the end of the day, yeah, it's just entertainment, man.
Shout out to my nigga Elon Musk, too, man. He ain't buy a Twitter. He said, fuck y'all. I ain't giving y'all $44 billion. Nothing. Fuck a Twitter. Hey, I ain't giving y'all $44 billion for the
damn words.
Back? Yeah, so far. And they getting sued about that. But hey, shout out to Elon Musk, man. Fuck them, nigga. Don't give him, keep your 44 bit, nigga. You sold all your Bitcoin, too, nigga. You left us hanging, motherfucker. But it's okay. Shout out to Elon Musk, man. But yeah, episode 29, man. We so divine, man.
We out
doing
here, man.
Great shit, man.
For sure.
Hope y'all rocking with the campaign, man. Like, absolutely. Share, subscribe, tell a friend, spread this around.
Spotify, bro. TikTok, blessing, Instagram. Y'all. All the links are below in the description.
In the world, man. Top 10, you know what I mean? Yeah. The best, most ferocious
five-star
podcast.
On
5 stars on Spotify. Give us some comments below. Give us some questions.
Top Blue Podcast that. Clips.
Yeah, everything.
Subscribe,
motherfucker. You hear me?
And don't forget.
Love it, Slim. Go subscribe.
There you go. Hey, all right. Mr. Organic, subscribe to me too. Fuck.
Yeah, fucking right. You got to do that.
We need everything.
Yeah.
Hey, go to organiclifestyle.com. Get the merch. Stream the music. All streaming platforms too. Mr. Organic. They be like, hey, Mr. Organic, man, where I get your music from? You stupid bitch. Same as you get, goddamn, you go get the Beatles. Same where you go get Michael
Come
Jackson.
On, champ.
Stupid motherfucker. What asking the Remedo ass crazy? Man, I was wondering, man, where I get your music from? You stupid, ignorant piece of shit, peasant brain motherfucker. Shit. The same place you get Jay-Z. Same place you go get goddamn Twyb Lip Kweli. Mm-hmm. Same place you go get goddamn Common. Same place you go get Metallica.
Did I forget anybody else?
One of the ones.
Episode 29.
We're up out of here, man.
So
keep it pure, keep it positive.
You activated,
man.
Then you went deactivated. That was that quick.
Damn!
That's his real personality, man. We out of here. Episode 29. Can't wait to see y'all. Episode 30.
Oh, Lord! What's up, Slig?
The jig is up. Shut up,
it's
tight, girl. Top of the move. Started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat. Now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette. Now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith. No doubts about it. Made my mama proud. Every time she see me, nigga, she just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud. Every time she see me.